Hi, my name's Kari. You're listening to Talk Back with my grandma, Gloria Shea. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Talk Back, today's latest edition hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea. Welcome to Talk Back. It's good to be with my listeners out there. I'm coming to you live from the city of Cleveland, Ohio. And today's April 19th. We're in headed towards the end of April. We haven't taped in a while. We've been working on some things for the podcast. For example, we're going to start to broadcast from a live studio starting in mid-May, where we can actually have live guests on, and I'll have all the technology that I need to bring on live guests. We'll talk to some entertainers from all over the country. We'll talk to some politicians from all over the country, and we'll talk to some local folks here, right here in the city of Cleveland, and we'll talk to folks from all over the world, actually. So, been working on getting things set up for being able to tape out of a live studio. We'll be able to bring in more commercials. Some of you might not be so happy about that, but we want to be able to make more opportunity available for our sponsors and make them feel that we're giving them the best that we have to offer them as well. So welcome to Talk Back. It's been a while, but we're here. I will be taping some shows prior to mid-May, actually. So stay tuned. You can hear us on any platform that all podcasts are heard. You can certainly pick us up on Spotify. All you have to do is have an account with Spotify. Go right to Talk Back. We will come up for you. You can actually go to, I've noticed that a lot of our listeners, since we haven't taped in quite a few weeks, have been going into the archives and actually pulling up some of the old episodes and enjoying those. So I encourage you to also do the same. I also want to speak to sponsors out there, advertisers, whether you have a small business, medium-sized business, large business, for-profit, for nonprofit, doesn't really matter. Consider partnering here with us at Talk Back. And give us a call. You can reach us at 216-394-8926. That's 216-394-8926. And please ask for Gloria. I'd be happy to share our rates with you. They're affordable. Our demographics really are very, very good. We reach medium 44, I would say, to 55 very, very well, both men and women. We have a large male audience, which is awesome. We have a lot of guys listening to us here at Talk Back. And we want to thank them for that. And of course, our female audience is just as broad and just as wide. So consider partnering with us here at TalkBack. Become a sponsor. And we'll be able to show some visual ads if you want to just display those. We'll have 30 and 60 second spots available for you visually, as well as audio, depending on what you like to do. But consider partnering here with us at Talk Back. You can reach us again, 216-394-8926. Okay, we're going to talk about a subject that's been a hotbed subject for weeks now. Literally for weeks. Been all over the news. We all read, today, by the way, I think the closing arguments are being done in the case for the policeman Chauvin, the Chauvin trial, which is actually going on right now. And George in the George Floyd trial, I should say. The closing arguments are being conducted as we speak, and who knows, maybe it'll be handed over to the jury sometime a little later today. So we should get some sort of, hopefully, a verdict very soon. Could be sooner than the end of the week, could be by the end of the week. But we're going to talk about the voting rights debacle. I call it a debacle because there are a number of states all over the country who are literally trying to change the Voting Rights Act and enact some real stiff contingencies that does nothing more than limit an expansion of voters, trying to limit the expansion of voters. And why do you think that is happening? Why now? Why now? I'll tell you why. The 2020 election. Donald Trump lost. We have a new president, which is a Democrat. Joe Biden We have a Democratic-led Congress, and we have a Senate now that can, the tiebreaker can be broken by a Democrat. We have two newly elected Democratic senators from the state of Georgia, and which, by the way, which is where this started, right in the state of Georgia, and it has spread it now to other states all over the country. So they've taken the lead from Governor Kemp in the state of Georgia with this total debacle and total interference in the current Voting Rights Act. And they're trying to make their own amendments to literally block massive voters from voting. And it's very clear, make no mistake, it is because of a large percentage, an overwhelming percentage of disenfranchised African-American voters, Black, Brown, Asian, let's not forget the Asians, Indians, all of those that came out in massive droves to vote. They want to now limit that because they're panicking and they're losing. They didn't just lose a presidency. They lost a Senate, okay? And they lost a Congress. So they're really, I guess, panicking and not wanting people to vote, which should be the opposite, don't you think? In a country, the United States, which makes it its business to go and tell other countries how to run their democracy, now wants to limit its own citizens' democracy, their democratic rights. This is a democracy. One vote, one voice. And they want to now tamper with this. Can you believe it? The act itself, the original Voting Rights Act, was signed into law August 6th of 65 by then President Lyndon Johnson. Basically what it did, it made it totally illegal, outlawed the discriminatory voting practices that was adopted in many southern states after the Civil War. Okay. Civil War really was brought about the South versus the North because the southern states did not want to give up slavery, the ownership of owning other human beings as slaves. That's brought about the Civil War. Okay. Long story short, they lost, Grant lost to Lee, and he surrendered, and therefore, then they basically just instituted other mechanisms and other laws, so to speak, to keep the injustice of people who were at a disadvantage, namely African Americans, from being able to now have a say in how what goes on in their neighborhoods, their county, their districts, those then which were well, not so much, they weren't broken up like they are today in districts and counties and such, but basically just they wanted to disenfranchise the already disenfranchised people and limit their ability to have a say in what goes on in their own country. Okay. The Voting Rights Act was revisited in 1975 because it was set to expire 10 years down the road. So it started in 65, signed by President then Lyndon Johnson, set to expire in 10 years, was revisited, was made permanent, prohibited on discriminating and not making voting rights accessible to minority groups. Okay, that had fallen kind of outside of the Act's protections. So, interesting enough, we're in 2021, and we're talking about voting rights. Voting rights. This is incomprehensible. It should never be in a discussion in 2021. 2021, 65, the Voting Rights Act changed the status of African Americans throughout the South, made it available for them to vote, prohibited states from using, because then they used like literacy tests. and other methods to just exclude African Americans from voting. It's 1965, revisited in 1975. This is 2021. And we're having this discussion about voters' rights. I just cannot comprehend why we're having this discussion. But it is everywhere. I'm going to go over the states for you where it's being brought back up again. Georgia led this fight, so to speak. They have now passed into law to limit voting. Democrats have, they have denounced this. Voting rights groups, of course, have denounced it. But there is a Republican-controlled legislature in the state of Georgia. And let me just be real clear. Republican-controlled legislatures all over the country now have jumped on this bandwagon. And they're trying to limit African Americans from voting. We turned out in massive numbers. I think the percentage was 70% plus of all registered African Americans voted in this last election in 2020. So March 25th of this year, not even a month ago, Georgia Republicans passed a law to restrict voting access in the state. What they did was they created a more rigid voter requirements. For example, identification requirements for absentee balloting, limiting drop boxes. Also, they want to expand the legislature's power over elections. So Georgia is the first southern state or first major battleground to overhaul its election system. Okay. A lot of this stems from then President Trump going on a rampant rage of total lies and untruths about he won the election and it was stolen from him, built on nothing but inaccuracy, untruths, and outright lies. He won on a campaign. He started it. Let's not forget. He started out the gate when the numbers were starting to turn and the numbers were not favorable towards his campaign. He started the massive lie then that if I lose this election, it's not possible for us to lose. If I lose this election, it was taken. So he started it well into the closing of his campaign saying, look out. And then he went on a massive rhetoric campaign after he lost saying, you know, it was stolen. We all remember the phone calls he made to Georgia to ask them to actually change the numbers on his behalf and give him the votes that weren't legally his just so he could say he won the state of Georgia, which still wouldn't have given him the election. Remember, he lost in all the battleground states. Georgia now, which wasn't even considered a battleground state. It was a red state up until the 2020 election. It turned purple. It's leaning towards blue. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. All those states, Pennsylvania, were battleground states that he outright lost. And he lost by such a large margin. There was no mistake. There was no error. The margin of error did not even exist. The numbers were so advanced in favor of the Democrats. But yet his rhetoric got the fire started. And these are the results. So Georgia introduced and passed to restrict voter access in their state with more rigid voter identification requirements for absentee balloting. They propose to limit drop boxes, and they want to give more power to the state legislature to overturn the election, even if the votes say different. So that's what we're dealing with. You're listening to Talk Back, hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea. Thank you for tuning in. We haven't been with you for a while, but we're back, and we're working on some exciting things for the podcast Talk Back. We're getting some rave reviews. Please, if you have a Facebook account, go to Talk Back, a thought-provoking talk format. Go to that page and leave a review. If you've been a listener of Talk Back, an avid listener, an avid fan of this show, go and give us a review, a positive review if you have one. If you don't, give whatever review you feel is honest and appropriate about the show. If you have some ideas about the show, go to our page, leave a review. We would greatly appreciate that. If you're a sponsor and you like to advertise with us, give us a call, 216-394-8926. That's 216-394-8926. We've got some reasonable rates, and we can get your message out to a large audience. Okay, so we're talking about the voter rights bill, the new, and now everything's state by state, and it started off, it kicked off right in the state of Georgia, which literally flipped on the presidential side and the Senate levels. It flipped. I should say it's not, really not purple. It turned blue from red. First time it's ever happened, ever. So that's where we are. And we're talking about a subject literally on all major news stations that in 2021 about a person's right to vote in the United States of America. Free country, all of us have the rights to vote, and yet it's being tampered with by the Republicans in many different states. I'm going to cover that for you and let you know what states are really looking to do that. So they're looking to, I guess, maybe just appease the conservative base that, and the Trump base for sure. Trump has its own base. But as we saw in the recent 2020 elections, his base really doesn't have the power to overturn and dip things. And they weren't able to do it in his favor. And they're not going to be able to do it in the Republicans' favor. If for those Republican who want to maintain to Trump's base, the word is that no one can maintain Trump's base but Trump. He's their man. So we'll see how that works out. Democrats, of course, have condemned it. They're saying it's crazy. It's the Jim Crow, you know, law now of the Jim Crow voting rights experiment. It's as bad as it was in the Jim Crow days. And they're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. It's just my mind cannot wrap itself around why this would be happening. And there was a quote that said, "This tampering with the Voting Rights Act makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle." It's outlandish. And we all should be angry. We should be angry. We must pay attention to what's going on. And we must contact our local senators, our local congresspeople, to let them know how we feel about this. We must not relent or release our power. We can't go backwards. This is not about going backwards. How can you make progress going backwards? And guess what, America? This is not a white or black America anymore. This is a brown, a red. This is a black and a white America. It's not just a white America anymore. It's never really been a black America. Let me correct that. It's no longer a white America. It's a white, it's a black, it's a brown, and it's a red America. And the red was Americans before the white became Americans. Let me be real clear about that. Okay, let me move on. Anyhow, so it's amazing to me. It's absolutely amazing to me. New restrictions on voting and elections in this state, the state of Georgia. What they're doing is they're restricting who can vote with provincial ballots and making it a crime to offer food or water to voters waiting in lines. Have you ever in your life heard of such a thing. The law also requires runoff elections to be held 4 weeks after the original votes casted, termed, voted, and counted, instead of the current 9 weeks. In other words, it used to be 9 weeks after the ballots were cast and vote and counted if there needed to be a runoff. You know, now, no, it's got to be held 4 weeks after the original vote. They also are trying to include a ban on Sunday voting. Because why? Because they want to curtail the role of the black churches. They don't want the black churches to, you know, get the people out to vote in mass numbers. It's just that simple. They want to drive the numbers down with the turnout for those churches that get their community involved in voting. This is what they're doing. They're trying to limit absentee voting. You're now going to have to come up with some ID to prove that you have the right to absentee voting. So they want to kind of limit voters from casting their votes by mail, which, by the way, folks, that's how Republicans have won the last major elections. That's how Trump won. A lot of it was absentee voting, people voting from home. If you look at the polling and the numbers for Democrats versus Republicans, who benefits most from absentee voting, you'll find it's the Republicans for years, starting with Reagan. So now you have Republicans crying foul saying, wait a minute, we don't want so many folks voting from absentee ballots. And because Joe Biden now benefit from the absentee voting so much so, now they want to curtail it and they want to put limits on it. So they've added new restrictions. You've got to have a state-issued ID card now for absentee voting. The law passed the Georgia House Thursday. That was in March, of a party line vote of 100-75. It was approved by the Senate in the evening on a 34-20 vote, before it was signed by Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican. Now, keep in mind, Kemp and Trump are not bosom buddies. Trump called him out on numerous occasions, saying that he didn't have enough guts to turn things in another direction. I don't know if this is Kemp's attempt to redeem himself or what. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense at all. So Kemp is in favor of it. He signed the bill off. I remember on the news feeds, the Congress lady who was handcuffed and led away from the office after knocking on the door. Why? Because they held a closed chamber to sign off on the bill. It was not open to the other party line, the Dems or the Republicans. It was signed by the Republicans in a closed office. So the House or the Senate wasn't privy to it. It passed in the Senate, but the House, the other congressional House members, didn't have an opportunity to even voice their opinions on it. It was all done, behind closed doors. Governor Kemp, by the way, is up for re-election in 2022, next year. And like I said, he was heavily criticized by Donald Trump after the election for not just doing his bidding. And he wanted to, at that time, Trump wanted stronger voter identification laws. And the Democrats fought it and thought it was silly and such, but Trump didn't get his way. Consequently, he lost the election. So he's, Kemp now, I guess, is, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know if it's an attempt to redeem himself or what it is, but it's pathetic, to say the least. And it's built on lies. It's all built on lies. This was not a rigged election. The election was not stolen from Donald Trump. He lost fair and square, and he lost big. He lost all of the battleground states. He won here in the state of Ohio pretty handily, however. A lot of states, Arizona went blue. It's just amazing. how they whine and cry like little babies now because they lost the election and lost the Senate as well. Just unbelievable things that makes you go, what in the world is going on here in our country? But not only Georgia. Georgia kicked it off, but the state of Kentucky, they have now introduced a bill. Okay. Arkansas has tightened its state's voter ID law. They voted to remove the option for ID-less voters to sign an affidavit. You used to sign an affidavit verifying that you are who you say you are. You know, attesting to your identity. No longer in the state of Arkansas. So they've tightened the voter ID law. You've got to have a state-approved ID. State of Utah has a bill that cross-references the voter rolls with death records and purges any matches. They were saying they cried foul about this, that a lot of the voters in 2020 actually were dead people. So people voted in dead people's names. Okay. By the way, elections throughout this country, state by state, have done a magnificent job for years, long before Trump ever thought about running for president and making sure things like that don't happen. So they're attacking the integrity of these of the states and those that run the voting process. So Kentucky, Arkansas, Utah, a major election law overhaul now is being added in Iowa. Here's some of the things that they're cutting. They cut 9 days of early voting. They're proposing to close election day polling places 1 hour earlier, which gives the voters, of course, less time. They're cutting the time for voters to request and return absentee ballots. They're putting caps on the number of ballot drop boxes at one per county and prohibits people from returning someone else's absentee ballot, with limited exceptions for caregivers, family, and household members. Just unbelievable. And it all started with the Georgia bill. By the way, Georgia, the drop boxes, they voted to limit, it restricts drop boxes to early voting location. It basically gives voters less time to get out and vote. There's a bill in Arizona that will require absentee voters to provide proof of identification when they return their ballot. And another bill that would stop sending absentee ballots to people who sign up to get them automatically if they fail to vote early in two consecutive state or federal election cycles. Let me repeat that. There's a bill currently in Arizona that would require absentee voters to provide proof of ID when they return the ballot, number one, and another that would stop sending absentee ballots to people who sign up to get them automatically if these people fail to vote early in two consecutive state or federal election cycles. They have to have 2 years of history of voting, not just voting, but of voting early in order for their absentee ballot to count. The state of Florida, okay, we all know the governor, Ron DeSantis, and his rhetoric and his support of past President Trump. We all know the issues that have been circulating around the COVID-19 dispersion and how he has played political games with that. Well, no surprise here. The state of Florida would require proof of ID to vote absentee, eliminate drop boxes. They want to eliminate drop boxes. They want to prohibit anyone other than an immediate family member from returning another person's absentee ballot. And they want to make absentee ballot requests good for only one election cycle, not two. So if you vote in the governor's race, absentee. You won't be able to vote in the presidential race absentee. One election cycle. Texas, there is a bill that would impose new restrictions. Okay. Which, by the way, Texas is always is considered the hardest state in which to vote. So their bill would effectively ban drive-through voting, require voters with disabilities to prove that they could not vote in person before they can send a mail-in ballot. So folks with disabilities have to prove that they have a disability. Okay. In order to vote in a drive-through voting area. Before they can send a mail-in ballot, and it also, this bill prohibits local officials from encouraging people to vote by mail, even if they're eligible to do so. Let me repeat this. Texas, which is already considered the hardest state in which to vote, they have a bill that wants to ban drive-through voting. They want to require voters with disabilities to prove that they could not vote in person before they send in a mail-in ballot. And they want to prohibit local officials from encouraging people to vote by mail, even if they're eligible to do so. Wow. Missouri requires ID in order to vote absentee in person. They're looking to tighten their state election voter laws. They want to remove the option to present a non-photo ID and sign an affidavit. So they want photo IDs, no longer can sign an affidavit. They have another bill, which would allow the Secretary of State to audit, purge local voter rolls, ban campaigns from paying people to register new voters, allow people to serve as poll watchers in places that are not their hometowns. And they want to ban election officials from automatically mailing ballots to voters. Because like here in the state of Ohio, I voted absentee ballot this past 2020 election. The ballot was mailed to my home. I filled it out, sent it back in. Actually, we had a lady who came around and picked up our ballots in the complex that I live in, and she delivered them herself. After she collected, I don't know, hundreds of them. Well, that would be illegal in the state of Missouri. That would be totally illegal. West Virginia would prevent the implementation of automatic voter registration. They want to move up the absentee ballot request deadline and remove one day of early voting. There are two bills in the state of Montana. One that wants to end the ability to register vote on election day, and another bill imposing strict restrictions or regulations on people who return other people's absentee ballots. Here you go. Just what I was talking about, which is perfectly legal here in the state of Ohio. I don't know how long that'll be something that we'll be able to do, but this is what they're talking about doing. And then Wyoming, they have a bill that will require people to present ID in order to vote in person in Wyoming, which is not really anything new. I don't know why that would be something new in Wyoming, because in every major presidential election that I voted in, I've always had to show ID when I voted in person. So I don't know why Wyoming is so late on that. And they want to, you've got to have voter ID, you know, their whole thing is voter ID law. All of these are what states? They're red states. Wyoming, Montana, West Virginia, Missouri, Florida, Texas, Arizona. Although Arizona just turned blue this last election. Utah, Kentucky, Arkansas, Iowa, and Georgia. Georgia flipped. Arizona flipped. But these are the requirements now to vote. Should we be worried about this? That's the big question. Should we be worried? And by the way, the next election I'm going to file as an independent, not as a Democrat, not as a Republican, but as an independent voter. So this is not a Democratic question for me. Is it for you? Whether you're a Democrat or not, or Republican? This is all about voter rights. This is about democracy at its best, or democracy at its worst if you take away voters' rights. That's democracy at its worst. So, you know, here we are, 2021, talking about something that's already been fought for in the 60s. There is, by the way, a new bill called For the People Act, better known as the HR1, which would require states to offer universal early voting, no excuse, absentee voting, same day voter registration, automatic voter registration, and a whole lot more. But we've got to let our senators and our congresspeople know in our own districts what's going on. So even if HR 1 passes, it wouldn't be the end to the fight over voting rights. We have to stay abreast. We have to stay cognizant of what's going on. We can't allow them to sneak this one in. You cannot. You have to contact your congressman, your senators, and let them know that you're totally against this nonsense and that they need not vote for it, because if they do, they're going to lose their jobs. You're listening to Talk Back, hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We've been talking about the voter rights debacle, I call it. I've gone over a list of the different states who are now looking to tamper with voter rights, and it's just amazing to me. If you're a business and you're looking to sponsor with a show like Talk Back, give us a call, 216-394-8926. That's 216-394-8926. You can find Talk Back on all of the platforms where podcasts are heard. We're on Podbean. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on Google. We're on Apple. We're everywhere, I promise you. And look forward to coming to you from our brand new studios right here in the city of Cleveland. Around mid-May, we're going to start broadcasting live with live guests. And if you're looking for a visual ads, we'll be able to accommodate you with that, or even audio. It doesn't really matter. Our rates are reasonable. Give us a call, 216-394-8926. Thank you for listening. Until next time, America.
You have been listening to Talk Back with my grandma on Spotify. Be sure and catch her every weekend. Oh, and by the way, my name is Kari. Bye.